I'd always like it to be there. And it's easy for us to remember that way. It's always the same. We're working on transitions between segments of You Would Be Loved. So I want to hear the chord in measures 10 and 11 while you're singing Loved, and then the downbeat of 12. We're just going to do that little stuff. And then I want to hear the next chord on the A major chord. So here's Loved, bass, very lead, tenor. Sing Loved, 10 and 11. Ready, go?
Loved.
Nope, I just played your pitches. Bass. Ready again.
Love is what the leads have to do.
Okay. Again and go.
Love.
It's a little higher than what you're hearing at the moment, leads. That the berries and the basses are not in complete, they're supposed to be complete unison, but you're not at the moment. You go from a third to a unison pitch. Sing Love, go. Listen to it again. Get a little higher bass. Sing Loved. No leads. Loved. This is the very last note of Love. So that's where you are. Ready, sing?
Love.
And now you.
You.
Back high drone. Fifth. Tenors. Gotta be on top of it. Can't be flat. Sing you. Ready, sing?
You.
Back to Loved. Oh, sorry. Here's Loved. Go. Pitches. The G sharp and the D on the word Loved. Then we come into unison on U. What happens with our volume when we get to U?
Goes up.
Well, it was naturally going to get louder because we're all singing the same pitch, but should it naturally be louder?
No.
Now! So you go from U or Loved, U, and listen to each other's parts. So here we are, Loved, Loved, Loved. Ready to sing?
Loved.
And you?
You.
Add in the leads now. They're on the last chord of that Love. Sing it. Go.
Love.
Again, sing.
Love. You.
Now start at. Let's just do the whole intro. Are you ready for the war? Put on your battle armor.
One, two, ready.
Go. down to their leads, but we finally got in the neighborhood.
Love it.
It's gonna feel, you need to feel, make it feel higher than what it is. Even though it's just going back to the same note you just left.
Love it.
You're gonna think really high when it goes back down. Okay? Wow. Okay. I am working really, really hard to make this thing happen and come alive. I don't want to have to work that hard. I want it to naturally be there. Also, you always want to take it at this sort of kind of a tempo. Instead of feeling like we're in love and we got somewhere to go. We gotta create some energy and some drive. We can't all just be in this comfortable same tempo all the time. We know we can do better than that. I've heard you do better than that. It's really good, interesting music. One, two, again.
Love, oh love.
Together. To the entire chord. I'm not listening for blend. I'm not listening for, is the whole chord there? I'm just going to sing my note, and you have to be on your own over there. That's not the way that a team works, not the way an ensemble works, not the way a chorus can function. You have to know all the harmonies, and you have to be listening and blending with your fellow partners. Listen, see if we can get these chords to ring. Ready, and go.
You would be loved so, let your heart.
basses, but then we settle again and go.
You'd be loved, so let your
figure out what I should do. Keep pounding or move on to the next thing because we're getting behind here. I think repetition is our friend. Start measure 12 again. Two, ready, and go.
So let
and one. Is finesse stuff, okay? Aha! Go back to the very beginning, see if we can get that far without me having to stop. Sing it. What's the next chord? B. Nope, back to not. Sing not, go. And B. I need better glasses. Present pathway. Not so much. Basses, you control it. Again, sing.